So, and that is something that I've been told repeatedly, and I just take it in and keep working on it and keep practicing. And if I ever landed animation, it may be several years down the line, because it's a craft I really need to hone. And I understand that because animation's hard. It's really hard, not only just to perform for animation, but to get into the circle of people who do
It is
animation.
so tight knit, especially
It
dubbing,
is.
because
Yeah.
they just reuse the same voices and they're all really
Yep.
great. But if you
And
don't have,
the,
experience in dubbing, good luck.
yeah. And the good and the bad about voiceover and in a lot of creative industries, it's all in who you know. If they like working with you, if they can trust your work ethic, you're talented, and they like your personality and you guys get along, you are more likely to get repeat business. And that's true in a lot of businesses. So it's not like it's an unfair advantage to the people who have taken time to build up their networks. And as a newer voiceover actor, I'm taking that very, very seriously now, is to build up my network, to make those connections, to make those relationships, because it is a relationship-based business. So networking is, and follow-up especially, is so critical. And as I am growing and honing my craft and working on the relationships, I still have that kind of North Star that I'm going for in animation. And if I don't get there, next week or next month, I'm like, I get it, right? But if I did, I'd be like, I mean, fireworks would be going off all over the United States. I'd be so excited. I'd be so excited. I'm like, and I'm like, okay, I can die now. I'm done with life. Like, what more? It's amazing. It's amazing. So it's just really being able to see where you want to go. And I'm a big fan of just 1% better a day. Just do a little something to make a little bit better, a little bit of progress along the way. It doesn't have to be giant leaps for me. It's just chipping away a little bit every day to reach that goal that I have, which that dream job would be some sort of character in animation, preferably a Disney villain. So if anybody out there is with Disney, I'm here for
I love it. And I want to circle back because all of this applies to that one statement, and we're going to call it a quote now, that is just the icing on the cupcake. The more fear you have about something, the greener the grass is going to be. I don't know if exactly how you said it, but that's just how I remember it being interpreted by me.
Well, it's one of those that the bigger the fear, the more I know that I need to go for it. And everything I
Exactly.
want is on the other side of that fear. And it's not like the grass is greener on the other side. The grass is greener where you water it.
That,
So
right.
if I'm in
Misinterpretation.
my own, yeah. So it's a mix of like two statements, both I like very, very much, because I am one of those that is willing to put in the work. To be, because my friends, when I was growing up, they're like, you're so lucky, you're so whatever. And I was like, you are binge watching a show, which there is a time and place for that. I'm all about it. But you're binge watching show after show after show after show. I'm here churning, 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 churning. And then you are turning around and calling me lucky when I am putting in hour upon hour upon hour of hard work. This is not easy. It's not easy. And it's a business. And so, to those that call me lucky, it's like, well, thank you. But also, I put in a lot of hard work to get where I am and where I'm going. And I would encourage anybody else to really, it's like, do you actually want something or do you just want to want it? And that's something that you have to address with yourself because nobody but you can determine that. And I determined I actually want it and I will do what I need to do in order to reach my goals. And chip away at that path in order to reach that dream job.
I love it. And you guys are going to really love this part. Talk to me about your fitness instruction. I want to hear about the aerial arts.
Oh, goodness. So years ago, so I am a pole dance and aerial instructor. I work at San Francisco Pole and Dance, and I teach about five, six, seven classes a week, depending on subs and things like that. So I years ago, I think this was like 2015, 16, something like that, somebody encouraged me to take a pole dancing class as a cross training to gain strength. And I was like, say what? Like, really? Because I was a marathon runner at the time and I had done some triathlons and, you know, and as a runner, your legs go as fast as your arms do. So if you've got like really good core strength and upper body strength, you are going to pump your legs faster in running. So I was like, all right, I mean, I'll give it a go. You guys, that stuff is so hard. I walked in class and they're like, I got this. I got this. I walked out of class going, oh my God.
I'm so sore. My skin, it hurts.
Oh, the skin was hurting. The muscles were hurting. The ego was hurting for sure. And I was just like, I got to go back. Like, there is no end to this journey. And I like where it's going. And I tell you, I swear to you, I've never run another step in my life. Like, I gave up marathons altogether. And I have run 3 marathons, more than a dozen half marathons, triathlons. Like, that was kind of what I was doing. And I never looked back. I was like, Pole, you will be mine and I will conquer you.
Throw me in the fire.
It's amazing. I mean, think of like Cirque du Soleil, any of the like flipping and all the tricks and all the crazy, you know, crazy actually like pole fitness stuff. It takes a wicked amount of strength. And so I just started in on that journey of, it helped me discover who I was. It gave me the freedom to be a little bit vulnerable out there because I didn't know what I was doing. You wear a little bit of clothes because your skin has to stick to the pole. It's not aesthetic. It's actually like you have to have skin to stick to the pole. Otherwise you go crashing to the ground and that's not fun. And so I just developed this relationship with circus that is just unstoppable. I train all the time. I teach all the time. That is my main hobby in life. I do not feel complete if I am not choreographing something, trying out some new crazy trick that people are just like, what? You know, just, and I have to say, like, I am over 40 years old and I am in better shape than I was in my 20s and 30s. It just keeps getting better and better. I never thought I would have 6-pack abs in my 40s.
You're over 40?
I mean, oh yeah.
I'm in your 20s.
I'm almost 42 years old. Yeah. But the thing is, I act like I'm 20. Like I hang around mid 20 people all the time. Like I mean, and it's funny because at the studio, some of them call me Grandma Christie because I'm an old lady and I'm just like, come on, you can all be my children. All of you can be my children. I'm the mother of the studio. And they just look at me and they're like, you are goals. Like when we're old like you, we want, and I'm like, thanks. let's keep great. That one going. When you're old like me, thank you. Are you sure? You girls sure know how to give out a compliment. I'll tell you that. But it's something fun because the classes that I teach, I do teach a beginning pole. And so if you've never done anything like this before, I've got a foundations class that I teach. I teach a couple of conditioning classes where I teach you how to go upside down. And we do a whole bunch of different conditioning drills. And usually people are just absolutely smoked at the end of that. And they're like, how can you do this and talk through the whole thing? And I'm like, humor keeps me alive, you guys, because this stuff's hard. It's really hard. That's
it. I'm moving to California, you guys. Bye.
I know, right? And then I teach a couple of intro to aerial hammock or sling. So not aerial yoga, but it's actual aerial hammock. But I train on aerial straps all the time. The hoop or lira as it's called, I train on that. I love to fly. What can I say? Absolutely love to fly.
Do you perform in the circus?
So I actually don't. So that's one of those weird things, right? So I don't like the spotlight, which is super weird because all my friends perform in circus. Like they're all in circus. I mean, some of them have actually been in Cirque du Soleil as brilliant. I mean, these are brilliant, brilliant artists. And a lot of them perform in local circus shows. So the circus community here in San Francisco is actually quite large. and they're in shows all the time. I love to go see them. I love to go support them. And they're like, Chrissy, you should do a show. And the last time I was performing at all was in 2018. And I just kind of took a break because it takes so much time and energy to, you know, really create the choreography and to get everything. To make it look easy is the hardest part, because it is not easy. I mean, it is looking like I'm hauling my butt above my head repeatedly, and butts are heavy. I don't know if you guys know that or not, but butts are heavy. And I'm just like throwing all my weight around, and it just takes a lot to make it look easy. And it was getting to the point to where I didn't have the time or the energy or truly the effort that I wanted to put in to be in the spotlight. The spotlight wasn't that important to me. I will say that I have been an executive producer of a circus show. So I love the business of putting on a circus show. And one of my dreams in life would actually be to put on a circus show where these performers are paid what they're worth. Because if you're an artist out there listening to this, you know that you are not paid what you're worth. You know people are trying to undercut you, no matter what kind of art you are. As a voice artist, we get it. As an actor, you're going to get it. As a painter, you're going to get it. And as a circus artist, you're going to get it. And I want to be able to produce a show to where these people with the craft that they have and that specialized talent that they have are paid what they're worth. And the business of putting on a circus show, it's the business that lights me up. It's not the performance. I love to train for whatever reason, but I know it's like, why do you want to work out so much without, you know, a goal? I love it. I love it. But I like to be behind the scenes more than I like to be in the spotlight. And it's just one of those things where I like to lift other people up. I love to see other people be successful in their passions, because not everybody knows how to get to where they want to be. And if I can give people a space and give people a home and help coach them and grow them, that is honestly, that is more rewarding to me than my own success. And I know that sounds like super cheesy and yeah, she's faking it. No, seriously. Like, my students are everything to me. My customers are everything to me. And I just think, you know, a high tide raises all boats. And when we are collaborative and when we are helping each other up, we're all going to be successful. There is enough room in this world for all of us and what we want to do.
This seems to be a common thing for your whole life, for voice artist, for fitness instructor, Cirque producer. I think that's very noble, honestly, because you're helping a lot of people succeed, even with just your business creative coaching.
That business coaching lights me up. I just get so excited. Did you guys see my eyes get like really wide when I was working?
She's a very animated person. I don't know if you can tell.
No, I'm like, hey, Disney, hit me up. I'm here for you. The business coaching is the best, because when you're a creative brain, that's where you want to go. And if I can help break down these complicated business topics for you to make them in bite-sized, digestible, understandable pieces, because you know everybody uses that business lingo and you're like, what does that even mean?
Right.
And to be able to turn that around and help create a custom path for you so that you can do what you're meant to do, which is create, do your art. That business doesn't have to be that nasty, necessary evil over here. Let's make it palatable. Let's make it tolerable so that you can enjoy the entire experience of your business instead of loving something so, so, so much and then dreading something so much to where if you don't take care of this dread, it's going to take over your life to where you can't do the thing that you love most in life, right? And that's what's heartbreaking, is when people are just like, I can't balance the books. I can't market myself. I don't have a website. I don't know how to talk to people and make those relationships. Well, let's make that all palatable and coach you through that so that it strengthens what you're able to do creatively. And you just like take off and just do your amazing things. And it's so exciting to see when it clicks with somebody and they're like, oh my gosh, I can do this. Like, this is way more tolerable than I thought, but the business world makes it super, super scary. I mean, without a doubt, the business world is like, oh, well, you've got to have your P&L for this and you've got to look at it. And I'm like, right, stop, you know, like, let's not make it overly complicated. Break it down, make it palatable for those who just don't have that business mind or don't want that business mind. And you make it something that's acceptable and, dare I say, enjoyable. Make it that. I mean, careful.
Business?
Careful.
Business?
Enjoyable? I know, right? Now, don't get me wrong. There's some really, really painful things. When you got to deal with the IRS, ain't nobody enjoying that. Like, it's just one of those, nobody's enjoying dealing with the government. But there are ways to make it to where it's really, really exciting. And people start reaching out to you for your talents because you have made yourself known and valuable. And that's where it gets really, really exciting. Some of the best business that I get is just repeat customers because I'm able to invoice them on time. I'm able to have clear communication with them. I'm able to turn my product around in, like yesterday, I had a directed session. She had the final edited copy within 30 minutes. And she was like, you know,
like, I see that all the time. Like, they're like, when can you send it to me? I'm like, I mean, I'm sending it to you as soon as we get off this call. What are you talking about?
But that's the experience that they've had is, you know, they have to like bug folks like 24, 48 hours later. And I'm just like,
that is insane to me.
No, no. Like I'm here to make you the hero of your project and you're going to need my piece of it in order to do that. So let me go ahead and get that off my plate. And that way you love me and you hire me again.
Please like me. I do everything for you.
I work so hard.
Yes, Vesta. So we know you do workshops with a few different people. Now, when you say you do coaching, can you do individual coaching as well?
Yes.
Like over a certain period of time?
Yeah. So I offer, it depends on what the person wants. And so I have done personal branding coaching. I have done marketing coaching. I have done bookkeeping and invoice coaching. I haven't coached anybody on networking yet, because I think people are too afraid to network with me to ask me to teach them how to network. If that makes any sense at all, right?
Us creatives are pretty terrible at that sometimes.
We're pretty shy. Like, you're introverted and you're just like, I don't want to be rejected. And that's what networking is. And I am scared of nobody. Like, I'll walk up to anybody, make any sort of joke, talk about anything. Like, one of my best contacts, I got this massive plate of chicken and waffles for breakfast. She happened to be sitting next to me. And I just started talking about this chicken and waffles. And I'm like, do I take it as a challenge? Or like, how am I supposed to eat this thing? And so we just started talking. And it turns out that she's a development trainer for e-learnings, and she's got a bazillion customers who need voiceover. Funny. Okay, well, if chicken and waffles is gonna get me some work, I'm gonna eat more chicken and waffles. Like, I've never heard of chicken and waffles generating work for people, but hey, I'm here to tell you, it might work. But because I'm afraid to talk to no one. So yes, the answer is yes, I do some personal coaching. And I typically price it based on what the need is, customized mm-hmm. pricing for that.
Oh, that's good. That's good. So again, you guys, if you want to contact, because we already know Christy is a super fun, friendly person. You just witnessed her tell you that straight out of her own mouth.
Yes, I am fun and friendly.
She can be a little stern sometimes, but just don't get on her nerves, right? I think that goes for everybody. So check her out, ChristySummersVO.com. She has her email posted up there. You can send her a message if you want coaching, or if you are a potential client and you want some voiceovers from her lovely, lovely voice in home studio. The one last thing before we cut off, and this is the best, we've already gotten a few nuggets here, but whether it be for getting into coaching other people, getting into voiceover, or even starting a pole dancing class, fitness class, what is your number one piece of advice for anyone looking to do one of those three things?
If you're passionate about it, get over yourself, get over your fear, get over your hangups, and just do it. Worst case scenario, you learn something new about yourself. And isn't that all what we want to do? So get past whatever's holding you back and just try something new. You never know what you're going to learn about yourself. And usually it's something pretty magical.
There you go. I don't even need my notes anymore. I think she like hit the the nail on the head with that one. And that's exactly what this whole podcast is about. So thank you. I appreciate that.
Thank you so much for having me on. How fun is it just to talk with you again? I love it.
Right? We got to do this a little more often. I'm just going to say, I'm being the introvert that I am. I have a hard time reaching out to people and being like, hey, how are you doing? And just,
and honestly, it's really hard with, you know, BC before COVID, everything was a little bit more relaxed. As we've all been so isolated, you have to take into account what that does to your mental health. And I'm also a big advocate for addressing mental health, but we won't get into that. But, you know, AD after, or AC after COVID,
hopefully,
you know, yeah, hopefully as we're approaching AC, it's a whole big, social anxiety is through the roof because we forgot how to talk to people. It was already hard before because we're always so behind our devices that we forget to have how to have a conversation, which is one of the reasons why I will coach people in how to have a conversation, because it can be harder than you think. And especially if you're an introvert, as you know, you're not going to believe this, but I am as well. Like I gain my energy off of time alone. But I have trained myself to talk to people. Just be gentle with yourself as you go back into the whole social thing, the pressures and the expectations of what society brings to us, where you feel and where you are at life. Take little steps at a time because it is scary. And the anxiety and depression that has happened due to the isolation that we've been in is real. It is very, very real. So everybody walk your own journey. Be gentle with yourself. Don't criticize yourself on how either fast or slow it takes you. It doesn't matter. Just take that small step, chip away at getting where you back to where you want to be.
It's super important. And the one thing I'm going to sign off on is, you know, no matter what, don't let your trauma or your fear stop you. Don't let it rule you. That's the worst thing you could possibly do.
So one of my things, and I'll say that, yeah, you are so right. You've got two choices in this life. You can either let life throw what it's going to throw at you and you can deal with it the best you can, or you can fight for what you want out of life. And it is a fight because life is going to try to throw you things you don't want, but you can fight what you want out of life. And I am a fighter and I love my life and I love the people that are in it. And I love the experiences that I have. But don't let that fear stop you ever, ever let that fear stop you. Don't let it own you. It doesn't deserve that kind of power.
Anyway. All right. Yes. Christy, thank you so much for all of your wonderful nuggets and for sharing with us your story about your voiceover journey, your business coaching, all of these awesome things that you're doing, and for telling us a little bit about how you got there, because everybody's story, everybody's, you know, how they did this is different, completely different. You run your business however you want to. And that's the great thing about having your own business, especially yes. For voice artists, there's everything is new every day. Yep. You don't repeat anything, hardly ever, unless it's the business thing, of course. But it's so much fun to do something that you love.
It really is. It really is. And that repeat of like invoicing my customers, I will repeat that all day long. That's
the best part. Business. All right. Again, look up Christy Summers. She's got you. I'm telling you, she knows her stuff. So go to her website. It'll be in the description of whatever it is that you're watching this on or listening to. And have a wonderful day.
Have a good one.
Thank you, Christy.